So on the beat of life, I met a guy today named Dustin, and he is preparing to have his 13-year-old girl come home and live with him after being estranged from her for a couple of years, and he's also had his ups and downs in different relationships, and anyway, in quite a tragic set of circumstances, his 13-year-old daughter, now brace yourself in Jesus' name, she's got caught up in the state, in the case, because she has been raped three times, three different people. She's 13. The latest guy was taken into custody or whatever by the cops, but he hasn't been charged, even though there's ample evidence. He's still walking the streets. I give you man's justice. Ezekiel 18:25, God says, "Is it not you, O mankind, that is unjust, and yet you call me God unjust?" So here's this guy I meet today, and he's facing into getting this girl back into his life and trying to care for her. He told me as he read the court report, he got chills just as he was describing to me, not even the details, just when he read the court report, he said, "Here, I'm getting chills just thinking about it." I said to him, just a surge of God's spirit, God's authority. I said, "Dustin, listen." I said, "You have an opportunity now in Jesus Christ to minister healing to this girl and show her a new path of destiny." Now, I was coming over strong, my friends, because I wasn't just trying to win Dustin for the Lord. I was trying to win him and send him all in the same moment. I'm thinking of Mark 5 when Jesus cast out the 1,000 demons. This guy says, "Can I follow you?" Jesus says, "No, go back to your village and tell them what the Lord has done for you." It's like a saving, an equipping, and ascending all at the same time. So I say to this guy, "Look, you might be feeling overwhelmed and you might not have answers for this girl's soul. And how do you start her afresh in this life?" I said, "But listen, Jesus can put in someone a new heart and a new spirit." Ezekiel 36:26. I said, "Dustin, listen. Jesus is a door to new life, and you as her earthly father now have an opportunity to minister Christ to your daughter and give her a whole new path in Jesus." I said, "Look, I'm going to send you a booklet I wrote called Who is Jesus?" I said, "It's only 25 pages because I don't have much of an attention span, so I don't write that long either." I said, "Look, you got to soak in this book. And then you need to minister Jesus to your daughter and show her there is a way that is higher. There is healing in Christ." I said, "I'm also going to send a devotional for your daughter." I said, "Now, will you do this for me?" He's like, yeah, I'll do it." I said, "Okay, I'm going to mail it here, man. And I want you to own it, soak in it. Let Jesus guide you." Now, listen, my friends, this gospel we have, it is the power of God for salvation. Romans 1:16. There are broken people out there. They don't even know how to deal with the impact of sin. We know that Jesus Christ, that his blood, Hebrews 12:24, speaks a better word than the blood of murder, the blood of Abel. We hold keys. We hold keys to life, as Paul says in 1 Timothy 6:19, life that is truly life. And Jesus told us in Matthew 16:19, we can bind, we can loose. We are empowered by God. That's how he works. We can forgive and not forgive, John 20:23. And as I was driving away from this brother, I was praying that God does not forgive the perpetrator of this, that he brings him to justice, and he will not forgive him till this man kneels at the foot of the cross there in repentance and faith. I pray he finds forgiveness. But until then, God has given me authority to not forgive and to hold evil to account until it is corralled into the courts of Jesus Christ. We have got to fight darkness, bind it, and loose life over people. That is our call. And the gospel is the spear tip. It is the power of God for salvation. Romans 1:16. If you are disturbed by the darkness in this world, We have been given a weapon that can pierce into the darkness and bring healing to the land, 2 Chronicles 7:14. It is the gospel. And so I was grateful that God crossed my paths with this guy today, grateful that he had an open heart to Jesus, and I hope and pray that you find even a minute to lift up this guy, Dustin, and his daughter to Jesus. Pray that he'll get my booklet, read it, and it will transform him, his household, his daughter, that the healing will be greater than the damage, and that there will be land healed, communities healed through these people. In Jesus' name, thank you.